This is a great year to have been working in television. It's just possible that there have never before been so many ways to work in TV and to score a hit in TV.
You need me just as much as I need you, Cookie.
Oh, really? Because you can be replaced, you know. And even if you can't, you're not the boss of me. Can I go to... I'm going to the park!
Tony Hale as Buster, making a much-heralded comeback on Arrested Development when Netflix rebooted the series in 2013. Hale was already doing just fine as the number one suck-up Gary to Julia Louis-Dreyfus's number two on the HBO series Veep.
Hey, ma'am, thanks again for inviting me to dinner.
Sure.
It's an honor. I actually wrote it in my diary and stared at it for a full 5 minutes.
My treat for you. Would you set it all up, please, and check the menu, too?
Of course.
No, I actually really do mean that. Figure out the restaurant and everything.
Okay.
Can you get me my throat spray? I need that.
Sure.
You have it? Mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. No, don't sing it with me. That f***ed me up.
All of this success in 2013 has been pretty bleeping disorienting for Tony Hale, who for decades has been a talented actor just surviving gig to gig.
Pretty crazy. Yeah, because, I mean, I've been doing this crazy profession for about 20 years. So, I mean, all I've ever known is gig to gig. And when you're on a gig, you're looking for the next gig. So to have two jobs that I really believe in, I think were super funny in the same year, that was very, very surreal and awesome.
And does it mean that you're now pegged in a box as these characters and all the vast diversity that you imagined for yourself 20 years ago, that's out the window?
I know. I guess my days for Hamlet are coming to a close.
Stop. Don't talk like that. No.
No, I, they're definitely very, very similar and both incredibly vulnerable and could use 24/7 therapy. But thankfully, like, you look at Gary on Veep and he's got a spine. I mean, I think his spine is growing as the seasons progress, whereas Buster's spine, I think, more and more crumbled as the seasons progressed into where he's, you know, probably just found him rocky in a corner somewhere.
You know, that's part of the commentary on where television is right now, in that these series have an evolutionary track that's much bigger than was the case in the old sort of sitcom world where you try to hit the same sweet spot week after week after mm-hmm. week. I mean, characters really evolve in the kinds of shows that you're involved in, particularly with Netflix and streaming mm-hmm. going on.
Which is really nice. I mean, I think back to Arrested Development, and it was one of those shows that it wasn't, I mean, obviously at the time it was very different than what was being aired, but it required what you're talking about. It required paying attention. I mean, my parents never got it. They still don't get it to this day. but it does require, you know, some thinking. You know, you really have to pay attention. But in comedies, at that time, you didn't really have to. And so it definitely broke that mold if you really had to really think about it and, where's the storyline going? And there were so many storylines happening on Arrested Development. So it was kind of, and also in the fourth season, it was like one big puzzle. I mean, the way Mitch Hurwitz did it, he was just like a little scientist in a lab putting it all together. So that was really fun to be a part of.
You know, there's a genre of characters like these two that you play. And I could think back to like Ted Baxter on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, these sort of yes men forever, emotionally insecure characters. Do you feel that genre?
Yeah. I mean, and it's fun. I mean, I think Buster was on Arrested Development. He was definitely not with us most of the time, whereas Gary is on Veep. I think he's definitely tuned in, but still has, you know, I think he's got a lot of issues going on. But I love the fact that both characters really were very, you know, they kind of tried to see the positive in things when everything was kind of chaotic, especially Gary. You know, everybody in D.C., especially not on the show, not necessarily all the time in D.C., but on our show, everybody's very negative and critical and harsh and backstabbing. And Gary's just kind of looking at the glass half full, worships Selena, the vice president, you know, is thinking about her outfit the next day and, you know, just constantly, anytime she starts cussing him, he doesn't hear it. He hears just, you know, unicorns and rainbows. he's just always really just trying to be positive. And it's fun to play that character. It's kind of fun to be kind of that different.
I wonder if there's a if there's an edginess about Washington, though, in the sense Buster on Arrested Development is, you know, is in a safe kind of box of misery all his own, and we don't really have to worry. I mean, Gary is a lot closer to the, you know, nuclear launch codes in Washington on on some level.
Oh,
do you think there are people in Washington walking around who like Gary, who actually could conceivably pull some lever and, you know, change world history?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think the thing about that our show that I do really appreciate is these people who are just, you know, normal people who have as many issues as everybody does, they're put in these really elevated positions. And, you know, I mean, yeah, mistakes could be made all over the time, but it's really like, if you think about it, it's really like high school in a way where, you know, Obama's the popular kid and everybody's trying to get as close to the popular kid as possible because then they feel powerful. So you're finding a lot of positioning and posturing, and you think of politics and everybody's kind of saying the perfect thing and all these great sound bites. But on our show, you kind of go behind the scenes and see the humanity of these people, that they could make massive mistakes, you know, and just because they're, you know, human, and we're hoping for the best. You know, hopefully they're surrounding themselves with good people, but they also go behind the scenes and have freakouts. I don't know if that answered your question.
Well, no, sure it does. I mean, Selina Meyer, we can certainly imagine, wants to be president. But does Gary, in a Selina Meyer administration, want to be chief of staff?
Oh, God, no. I don't think Gary wants an ounce of responsibility except to worship her. I mean, he's definitely got some kind of altar at his house for Selina. I mean, I think he just, any kind of, when it comes to policy, he just shuts down. He completely breaks down. But when it comes to kind of, you know, her outfit or if she needs a tissue, he's on it. He's got like Costco versions of what's in his bag at home.
Any contact from people in Washington who either say to you, you know, it's just like this person on my, you know, Senate staff or something like that?
Yeah. Julia was saying that she went, I don't know who she was meeting in D.C. at one point, but people were, when they were talking to her, they would say, oh, yes, this person's like, because there's characters on our show are like Dan, Amy, Mike. And so people in D.C. would say, or Jonah, they'd be like, oh, yeah, he's the Jonah of the office. He's the Dan of the office. He's the Mike of the office. Like these characters are beginning, you know, the personalities match these characters, which is a wee bit terrifying.
Zeitgeist. You've had a good year. You've had a good year when that happens, right?
I am very, very, very thankful for the work. Very thankful.
Tony Hale plays Gary on HBO's Veep and Buster on Arrested Development.